In Uncertainty's Wilderness, written April 4th to April 5th, 2010. Sometimes life stretches ahead of me, far away into the obscure distance. I walk alone in the plain of uncertainty, with an unseen sun high overhead. Shadows departed long ago, the long messengers of the morning shrunk, reduced to brief moments of darkness under the soles of my feet. Lizards of remorse, or else doubts posing as remorse, run away from me to dart under the nearest stones before I can identify them. The voices of lies, uninvited and roving frequently inside my mind, whisper throughout the hourless day, then into night's formlessness. Surely this happened somewhere before, in another desert, somewhere outside among the stones, between sky and sand, after the river, and before the crowds. However, the similarity goes no farther. In fact, I feel something of an impostor. The desert, the solitary wandering, the trek through uncertainty are all there. Yet what brought me to those places is anything but the same. The views match as a reflection, but not the footsteps, littering a lifetime of remote walkways. Did I even see the river or get wet? With what eyes do I scan the crowds? Here, however, there are no people, human voices speaking affirmation or rebuttal. All sounds have been withheld. Even the stones have kept silent, refusing the sustenance of words. They dare not offer me one whisper. The poplar trees of long ago stand in remote, scattered groups of four or five, twisted almost beyond recognition. Their gnarled and dry branches reach up into the sky, as if to clasp it, and if possible, to never let go of a vision. Nothing here moves in all of time or space. The ripples on the bottoms of long dried out mud flat patches remain, hard mud reminders of something else, distantly conceived. Now, the flats, the ripples, the edges, every surface of the writhing bark are tinged with softly dirty gray soda, with potash crystals from the dead earth. Was it for this silent solitude, everything being withheld, that I trusted in myself? I leave the last of the poplars behind. Even the barest of shadows is denied me. Now, only the sun reveals the way onward as I walk mechanically over a featureless landscape, utterly devoid of significance. Direction or promise of better or worse? I almost cannot perceive the wayward steps, little by little, by which I came here. If the stars ever come out, I choose to believe they will lead me to the mountains, where there is water, and a way forward.